Gil, first, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. And so sorry that we're doing it on such a sad note. Of course, Sam the Record Man passing away. Give me your thoughts on this record icon.
Well, he was the godfather of, Canadian music, really. He's one of the founders of the whole industry. A great, great leader of his company and a great proponent of Canadian music and Canadian culture. We couldn't lose anybody that was more important in the overall background of the development of the Canadian recording industry. It's hard to put into words.
What did he do for your band back then in really helping promote it? Because as we know, a lot of historians will know, you guys at that time probably had the toughest time in getting your music out there because Canadian content and, you know, just trying to get Canadian music to the rest of the world, not an easy thing to do.
Well, the one thing that, you know, we could count on was when we went into a lot of the tertiary markets across Canada, is that there, first of all, would be a Sam the Record Man outlet, and secondly, they'd stock our record. And we were always thinking when we went into a small town, they're not going to have any records. We're here to play, and they're not going to have product. But Sam's was the chain that would take Canadian records coast to coast and stock them in every one of their stores. And, I was told this by the record promotion people at the time, and really kind of verified it in a sense by any time I went into a Sam's store for whatever reason to do some sort of promotion for the tour. Sure enough, you know, that there was always not only product, but a lot of times there were displays. So it really looked to me like Sam was going out of his way to issue directives to his chain to help Canadian artists. And I know there's a lot of other artists that feel the same way.
Give me your first memory in meeting him. When was it?
Well, he was such an icon, and when I met him, I felt like a little bit in awe, a little bit nervous. here was the guy that could really put you on the map as far as distributing your records are concerned. But what I was taken aback by is just what an affable, you know, gracious man he was, and no superiority complex or attempt to intimidate or anything like that. He was just down to earth and very friendly.
Do you have any memory shopping at a Sam the Record Man?
Well, yeah. Before I was a musician, when I was just following musicians around and trying to understand how music was played, and probably at the age of about 13, and my friends and I were just starting to get interested. And, of course, the first pilgrimage you make is to Sam the Record Man on Yonge Street to look for some of the music. At that age, I started to get into the blues. And I don't know why, but that was what my friends were into. And we started looking for blues records. And, of course, you had to, you know, thumb to the back of the, you know, the catalog section to find that kind of stuff. And, Sam's carried those records, and a lot of the other record stores, of course, didn't. So it was a magnet for young musicians to get the background material that, you know, taught a lot of them to play, because we'd bring those records home, put them on the turntable, and play along with them. As antiquated as that sounds, you know, that's how it was done at that time.
Wow, that says a lot right there. How do you think he's going to be remembered?
I think Sam will be remembered as a great Canadian, a father of the record industry, and someone who really, really cared about Canadian music and Canadian culture, and used all his personal efforts and the efforts of his company to really see that mission through to completion. There's nobody that contributed more to Canadian music than Sam Snyderman.